All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 29th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a four-game MLB main slate later this evening. We have a single NBA showdown, single NHL showdown, and we did have golf tee off earlier this morning. So good luck to all of you playing some golf DFS this weekend. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here. We did have one question come in prior to the show, so we will start there and then kind of see where we go from there. So first question today, in MLB, that's a refresh projections. In MLB, can I exclude players from my lineups from a particular game unless they are part of a primary stack? I would use this for games where there is a chance of a rainout. Can I also keep the number of lineups that have that game as a primary stack to a smaller number of lineups? So I think this is just kind of a good opportunity to talk about games with weather risk, the tools you have at your disposal to handle those situations, and what I think is some of the best options, right? So we did come up with a new feature this year. It is something that maybe not doesn't get as much attention, and we don't talk about it as much as we should. But over in this games panel, okay, there is a new column this year called postponed chance. Okay, it's set to zero for each game. Now, let's say that a certain game, you know, has a lot of rain. Maybe there's a chance that it's going to get rained out, and you want to kind of account for that, right? You want to let the builder know, hey, there is a chance that this game gets rained out. Well, first thing you need to do is you need to kind of estimate what that chance is going to be. Okay. Now, this is a little subjective, but let's say, right. Okay. You know, this game has a lot of rain. I'm not really sure if it's going to play or not. Maybe I'm just going to give it a 50% chance, right? Okay, so then the last game of the night here, I'm going to give it, we'll do second to last game. Second to last game, Houston and the Rays. I'm going to do a 50% chance this game gets rained out, okay? Now, what happens when I do this, right? What's going to happen is when we go and we randomly sample the Sims, right? When we go to build your lineups, we are going to say, hey, 50% of the time, this game gets rained out, right? So when we are randomly sampling your Sims, this percentage is being applied, okay? Second thing is that this also works in the contest sim, right? So, okay, so like let's say you build your pool of lineups, right? Well, when we run the contest sim, this game is going to also get postponed 50% of the time. Okay, so just so you guys know, this is what this column is doing. Now, this will basically lead to this game, you getting less exposure to this game based on this number. Okay, so that's what's happening there. And what you can do along with this, right, kind of going back to the original question here, if I go back to just say the player table, but first off, I would utilize that. I think it's a very good tool. I think it is something that you can implement in your process and get some good risk management with, right? You're basically managing your risk to those situations where the rainout chance is like really, really high. All right. Second thing that we can do is we can write different types of rules to handle these situations as well, okay? Now, before I do that, I need to do something really, really quickly. So I will be right back, and I'll pick up right where I left. Okay, sorry about that. Picking up where we left off. So second thing we were talking about, right, were rules. Okay, different types of rules that you can write to also account for basically what you're saying here. Like, hey, if I want to exclude players from my lineups, unless they are in a stack, right? Because when they're stacked, you're going to have the ability to better swap them out for players that are in later games, right? If I have four players minimum in a lineup when Houston is used, well, then that gives me a lot of swap opportunities for when the Nats and Seattle play later in the day. Okay, totally understand that line of thinking. So what I can do here is I can go to my rules. I can go to group automatic. I can switch use to if, and then I can say if at least one group by team, select position players is used, then use at least X from the same team. So what I could say here is like, okay, if I'm going to use any position player on the Astros, then I also want to use at least, and I could say up to four players on the same team, right? This is going to make sure that I get at least a four stack in those lineups. And then what I would want to do, right, instead of saving auto, I would click save manual, and then I would save eight manual rules, and then I can open this up, turn off the rule for every team that isn't my weather team, right? My weather game. So isn't the Rays, isn't Houston, right? I specifically want to do this only for the Astros and the Rays, okay? So then what I could do is I could even come in here and look at, see what this looks like. What it's saying is, say, hey, if I'm using at least one of the nine batters in their lineup, then use at least four of them total. Okay. Now, one thing with this, this will not create a five stack automatically. It will create at least a four stack because the players get double counted. So if I'm using Jose Altuve in the primary, it also counts Altuve in the secondary. So here I would make sure it's at least a four stack. Okay. So, okay, I see Altuve here. I see Altuve here. Now I need to do three additional players from the secondary player group. Okay. So just so you guys know, that is how that works. You could also do this manually, right? If you wanted to do a group manual rule instead of do it that way, what that would look like is go group manual, switch use to if at least one, you go to edit players. I would just filter for the team in question, go to all batters. And then you basically, in the rule, you click edit and then you select these players. Okay. I'm going to go through, click on all their names, click save. And then you would do the same thing for the secondary, right? And then I would click over here. Important to just click the box. That way this green highlight changes, okay? Click edit. Select these players now. Click save. And then this is what the rule would look like. I would just change at least, then use at least, and I would just put this to 4, right? So this number is going to be whatever you want it to be, whether it's 2, 3, 4, 5, up to you. But one of these two ways should get you to your desired outcome. I would first start with the postpone chance, okay, and just see what that does, right? You can even run tests, right? You could come in here and then you say, okay, I'm going to run a build normal, and then I'm going to go and look at the stack percentages for the Rays and the Astros, right? We could just do that. Let's go to games. Let's turn this postpone chance off. And then let's just do 500 lineups. Let's make 2 small adjustments to projections. And then let's just kick this off. So this build that we're doing right now has no postpone chance, okay? And then I'm going to come over to a second build. So we'll just rename these, right? So build 1 is no PPD. And then build 2 is 50% PPD. So in case you guys didn't know, you can rename builds by just right-clicking on them and then using this rename option. There is also the ability to clone a build, right? But this is if you have any settings or stuff and you want to start over, but you don't want to redo them all. You can just click the clone option and it'll carry over all of your settings. You have the option to upload lineups that you built elsewhere using the upload pool option, right? That is another option that you have here. So different things at your disposal, but then we will come in here and change this to 500, change games, go to Houston and go 50% PPD. Go back, make our 2 adjustments to projections again. And then we will kick off this second build. So while the second one runs, I thought we changed this. Rename 50 PPD. We'll just do that. Okay. So 50% PPD, no PPD. All right. Let's go to the first one. So we come in here. We go to team stacks. So first off, right, we just want to look at our pool exposures. So Tampa Bay's in like 32%. Houston's in like 18%. But then notice here, right, once this sim runs, Tampa Bay's actually in 0% of our lineups. And then Houston's still getting some exposure, like 35%. Okay, so this is how it looks like with no postponement, right? Tampa Bay, 32%. I'm just going to write these down. TB, 32%. Houston, 18%, and then 0% Tampa Bay, 35% Houston. Okay, so then now let's go compare this to build 2, where we did the 50%. All right, let's let the sim run. And let's just check. Yep, still 50%. Okay, so we're going to go to team stacks. We're going to sort by pool. Interesting. So our lineup exposure. Okay, so notice that now instead of 35% Houston, we have 0%, and then we still have 0% Tampa Bay. Okay, so this is for sure applying in the contest sim. I might have been wrong about saying that it applies in the build. I'm going to have to check on that, but at least for sure it's applying in the contest sim because we're getting so little of each team here where I'm like positive that's happening. So let me make a note for myself. PPD chance in build or contest sim or both, and I'll get clarification on that, circle back tomorrow. But from what I can tell here, It is for sure being applied in the contest sim. I don't think it's being applied in the building lineups sequence here. But those are my thoughts there. All right. Nice long question to get us started. Second question from Jamal. Any basketball single game tips? First and foremost, right before we get into a demo, if you go to Saber School in the top right-hand corner, okay, it should be in this latest section, this NBA Playoffs Showdown DFS, How to Beat NBA DFS Showdown Contest in the Playoffs 2025 Guide, okay? This is our latest and greatest showdown guide for this season. If you guys haven't seen it, I'd recommend checking it out. If you don't see it up here for whatever reason, you can go to How to Beat DFS over on the left, go to NBA up at the top, and then it should be the most recent video here. So check this one out. Really, really good video. We do have another showdown video from earlier in the year, right? If you want to get more content, you know, get more tips and ideas, maybe something gets left out in the new one that was mentioned in the old one, you know, some nuggets out there. Check these out. We have one for last year as well. Winning DFS Showdown Strategies to Dominate 2024 Playoffs is in here. So bunch of content related to Showdown DFS in here. We'll obviously still walk through it on our end, but did want to kind of call out some of these resources that we have available over in Saber School. Okay. All right. So next thing, right? I got the FanDuel single game pulled up here. We have the game tonight between the Pacers and the Knicks. So a couple of things, right? One is that you always have to pay attention to duplication in NBA Showdown, right? So winning is great, but when you win, you want to try and keep as much of the first place prize as you can. You don't want to split it with 100 other people. If it's 100K to first, you know, you split it with 100 people, well, all of a sudden, you know, that 100K turns into, you know, $1,000 each, right? Just doing simple math. So we want to try and find lineups where, hey, you know, we have a good chance of winning, but we are managing our duplication, right? Maybe we're not going to play unique lineups, but maybe our lineups are going to be duped, you know, 5 times or 10 times, right? Rather than like 100. So that's kind of what we're shooting for more often than not. Now with this, right, there's a couple different ways to do that. What I would do is consider a couple different options here. So one is you could just adjust the max salary down slightly, right? Maybe you don't want to play max salary lineups. Okay. Simply going from 60,000 max salary to 59,900, will help with that, right? People will play max salary lineups. You're kind of avoiding those. If you want to go a little bit further, you can. Now I wouldn't go too far down because like, I wouldn't really go down past like 59.5 because, projections matter in DFS and salary is correlated to projection. So don't want to get too crazy with that. It is one option at your disposal. Now, there are some other options that we'll talk about in the post build here. But first off, let's just build some lineups. So we're going to build 500 lineups here. Notice our sliders are on 0, 10, 0 correlation, 10 sim diversity. Basically means that we're taking raw sim outcomes. Like we're taking one game sim. We're playing it out and we're just building the best lineup possible. We're not altering it with correlation. We're not using more than one sim, which you would do if you had a lower sim diversity. So we're just taking one sim at a time, building the best possible lineup. Okay. All right. So our lineups build. We kick off the contest sim. And in the meantime, I'm going to sort by exposure. And I'm going to move some things around. I don't really need team. I don't really need position. I don't need two projections. I'm just moving around things that kind of matter to me. All right. All right. So this looks pretty good. Now, I do want to add an average ROI. metric here. Let's get rid of this one. All right. So we got a couple metrics up top, right? Average projection and then average ROI. We're sorting by the contest sim ROI automatically. Again, we have our 500 lineups. So with this, right, a couple things. We are showing total ownership here, right? So the leverages aren't exactly correct for your MVP, because this ownership you see is MVP plus utility. Now, I would be more concerned about just like how spread out I am, right? Okay, you know, no MVP in more than 25% of my lineups. That feels pretty flat. I'm not too concentrated on anybody. I'm playing 8 MVPs total, so a lot of differentiation here. Now, what I would be looking for is kind of like outlier lineups where you might want to like spot check them and see what's going on. It's like here, right? I have one Obi Toppin lineup and he's 2,400 salary. That feels a little odd, right? Okay, well, like what does this lineup look like? And okay, so playing him allows me to play max salary. It allows me to get to all of these other high price players in the utility, right? If you're okay with this, then like great. But you kind of just want to kind of spot check some of these things. Nembhard, maybe like another one. Okay, so I play Nembhard, I get to, you know, a lot of other high price guys as well. This is a higher salary lineup. So as long as you're okay and these lineups kind of pass the eye test for you, I would say it's okay to leave them. But when you start to get away from like the higher projected players, you might just want to kind of double check what those other lineups look like. But anyways, pretty happy with our diversification in the MVP, all 8 different MVPs, nobody in more than 25% of our lineups. We jump over to utility. Nobody in more than 55%, right? So that seems pretty good. What you could do if you want to is like you could just like kind of eyeball these and check your exposures. So, okay, we expect Halliburton to be in 73% of lineups. We have 55% in utility. We have 25% in MVP. That's like 80%. So we're a little over the field on Halliburton, right? That is something that you can do here if you want to. Now, other things you can do, right, is you could apply some filters. Say I want to say, okay, well, show me lineups where ROI is greater than 0, right? And I'll rename this ROI. And what we're going to do is we're going to try and filter down our pool to narrow in on the lineups that we want to play, right? Because with NBA Showdown, you're mostly looking for the one single optimal lineup for the day, okay? So, okay, that takes away 200 lineups. Great. So now let's turn this off, and then now let's put on an additional filter, okay? So we could start with something as simple as like a sum ownership filter, right? So I say, okay, I'm going to change this to sum own. And then I'm going to say, show me lineups with ownership less than X. And basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to cut off some of the highest owned lineups in an effort to play lineups with less ownership. And if they have less ownership, they're more likely to, or less likely to be duplicated. Okay. So ownership less than X, we'll just make up a number. We'll say, you know, 300. And what I mostly want to do here, I'm trying to get rid of, like, I call it trimming the fat off the edges, right? We're trying to get rid of the highest lineups. I recommend somewhere around 10 to 20%. Now in a pool of 500, that would be 50 lineups would be 10%. So we want to try and stay under 100. And right now we're at 158. So I'm going to bump this number up to, let's say, 310. And then that gets us to 63 lineups in the trash. Okay. This is more of the effect that we wanted it to have. So this looks good, right? Now, when you have more than one filter and you're trying to figure out what impact one is going to have, I would always turn off the others first, right? So here I turned off ROI. I'm looking at how many lineups go in the trash for some ownership. And then now I can turn them on together. Now, one thing to note is that ROI took 200 lineups in the trash. Me personally, I'm okay with that. We're running the contest sim 100,000 times. The sample size is really big, which makes me trust those results more. So I'm okay with ROI putting more lineups in the trash. For some of the other metric filters I'm using, I like to be a little bit more conservative with those. But here, right, when we turn these both on together, we've taken our pool of 500 And we're narrowing it down now to the 250 lineup. So we've taken away 50% of lineups we don't want to play, either because, one, they don't grade out well in the contest sim, or two, we think there's some ownership is really high, and we think the chances that the lineup is going to be duplicated is a lot higher. This is a good starting point, right? We're now ready to reanalyze our lineups. We go, we check out our metrics. Okay, Halliburton in 35% plus utility puts him at 80% still, so a little less in the utility, a little more in the MVP. Overall, our total ownership is like about 10% positive leverage, so that feels fine. And Towns is in like 60% total, 60% ownership. So this feels really, really close. Small leverages, right? Overall, I would recommend, I bet we have like single digit leverage on every player if we added up their MVP and utility exposure and compared it to their total exposure. So I feel comfortable that my lineups are well diversified. They're not taking too big of stands, but taking some stands, and that we have filtered this pool down and narrowed in on lineups that we want to try and play because we think that their win percentage is high and we think they're not going to be super, super duplicated if or when it's all said and done, right? So those would be my tips for NBA single game showdown tonight. So hope that helps you guys out building some lineups. All right. Other than that, check out those videos that we called out over in Saber School. Those would be really good videos as well. See what Jordan has to say aside from myself. Get advice from more than one coach. But with that said, we are caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.